Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Well, hello there, BTN listeners. Happy Valentine's Day. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Welcome to today's episode of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger.
Feeling all lovey and dovey inside.
It is the 14th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours come in your lovely way in about 5 minutes. Well, Twitter kind of went and tried to do something good, and it ended up backfiring on them. Yesterday, Twitter announced via its Twitter safety account that it would no longer notify users when another user added them to a list. That list kind of having to do with countering abuse on Twitter. Because you see, what happened is when you added somebody to that abuse list, or whatever you want to call it, it notified you saying, yeah, you were on a list. So after that happened, of course, once you found out you were on a list, you were kind of pissed off. And because of that, it actually encouraged more abuse. Way to go, Twitter! At least now, the correction has been made, so no one will be none the wiser when you're added. Looks like Uber's about ready to take a Google approach, starting to map the entire friggin' world. Yes, the ride-sharing company has started rolling out its map cars in Singapore, of all places, and also putting vehicles on 5 major continents. I know you're thinking, 5 cars do the world, that's gonna take a while. Well, in other cases, they're actually going to be using cars that are already on the road with their Uber drivers. You know, so when you go get a ride, it's gonna map it out. Uber says, though, don't worry, privacy won't be an issue when it comes to that case. They won't be keeping imagery from the endpoints of your trip. And what data they do collect won't be made public. Yeah, we'll see. Still haven't got your hands on one of those Nintendo Classic Minis? You best be looking. Although I wouldn't be looking on eBay right now because I think prices are about to go up. Apparently there's been a username on the interwebs by the name of Roar, who apparently works for a large Nordic retailer who distributes these things, posted that production of the NES Mini will be coming to an end very soon. How soon? As in, it's done. It's already over. According to what this Roar is saying, they'll be receiving a few more shipments before everything completely dries up in NES Miniland. Going on to state that they probably won't be able to fill all orders that have been placed so far. Now, as we said, this completely contradicts what Nintendo has been saying to us. In fact, they said they were supposed to increase production of these NES Minis. Personally, I hope this is just a really bad web rumor. I still haven't got one yet. Guess we shall wait for the official announcement from Nintendo, whenever the hell that'll be. And finally, of course, we have to do something Valentine's Day-ish for your end finally today. Know a certain subject out there that says, I hate Valentine's Day. Maybe you say, yeah, I hate Valentine's Day too. Well, then this app might bring you guys together. It's a dating app, yes, and it's called Hater. And as you probably guessed, it's an app that's going to bring your dislikes to love. The app will match you with other users based on things you both hate. Believe it or not, this thing's actually been out a month. Of course, we're just hearing about it now, hence Valentine's Day. But amazingly, in a month time, it's accumulated about 200,000 users in the U.S. And apparently it's the number one lifestyle app in Germany right now. Now, the Hater app pretty much is just like all the other dating apps. Swipe left and right on a potential suitor, and there's an option to chat with them in the app. Now, currently, the app is only available on iOS, but they do say there is an Android version in the works. In the meantime, all those Apple haters out there, you're just gonna have to wait to find love. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there. Get subscribed to all of our great podcasts. Check out our blog over there. Check out an awesome blog post about how a certain Ewan Rankin brought in a Mac SE, yes, from 1987, into the Apple Genius Bar. Freaking cool and freaking hilarious at the same time. You can also check out the video over there on our YouTube page as well, British Tech Live. Also, don't forget to check out and like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Why don't you come on over and join us? You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back for your hump day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your day of love. Oh, yeah. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.